ladies and gentlemen, Alex Curtis.
Thank you very much for that kind welcome. Is my mic picking me up okay? You hearing me at the back?
Yes.
Great, okay. I'd have to clarify, I'm not the head of physiotherapy. She's on sort of double my wages. But thank you anyway. Okay. So, as you said, I've come to talk to you about exercise and a background of polio. So why would you want to hear about exercise from me, really? Well, as you've already heard, I do work with an awful lot of people who've had polio and are now experiencing post-polio syndrome. And I think for people who want to find out about exercise, there is information out there in places like the internet, obviously the British Polio Fellowship and other active polio groups. But I think probably, particularly in the area of exercise, this information can be really quite contradictory. So you can read one thing and think you understand it, read something else and then you're not quite so sure again. I think this is particularly in the area of exercise. So often people come to see me and they've read what they can find, but they've still got lots of questions. So I think that's really why I've been asked to come and talk to you today. Does that ring true with people?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So my aims for the session today really are for you as an audience to have an understanding of the potential benefits of exercise, for me to explain the different types of exercise, for you to understand where the current ideas about polio... current ideas about polio and where they actually come from, but also to have an understanding when you might not want to actually exercise, and then for you to be able to monitor these effects as well. Okay, now this is probably the familiar bit for everybody, but we need a quick recap so we're all starting from the same point. So, the original polio, all muscles have a nerve supply. When the poliovirus originally invaded, it particularly targeted the nerves that supply muscles and create movement. So this then caused the nerves to actually die or survive. If the nerve actually died, then the corresponding area of the muscle that it served would also eventually die, and this can cause weakness or paralysis. However, we know that some of the nerves actually survived, and they did a great job of reorganising. So they actually started to adopt bits of muscle which had lost their own nerve supply. So they caused large connections, and these are known as giant motor units. And this picture up here just illustrates that. So the picture on the left shows a area of nerve that's died, and then the picture on the right shows the neighbouring nerve creating a new sprout or a new connection, so the original area of muscle has now got a nerve supply again. And we think that's what actually happened. At the same time, the muscle fibres themselves actually became larger, so they physically got fatter, and this makes the muscle stronger. And the two things together are really effective for restoring function after paralytic polio. So much so that actually, if someone tested your muscles, you can appear to have normal muscle strength when you've lost up to half the nerve supply for that muscle group. So it's really quite effective. However, this isn't a static thing. It's a remodelling process that goes on in all of us. But unfortunately, later on in life, for people who've had polio, some people then go on to develop post-polio syndrome, which is an interruption in this, and actually causes new weakness and what we know as the post-polio syndrome. As I'm sure you're all aware, the three main symptoms of post-polio syndrome would be fatigue, pain, and new weakness. There are other symptoms as well, but those are the three which I'm just going to mention. The real cause of this is unknown, but what we think is happening is that actually there's an overuse. So these giant connections which were formed long ago in your recovery period, they've actually just worked too hard for too long and they wear out. Okay. Now this is happening alongside ageing. So it's not caused by ageing, but it's happening at the same time.